This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that we are being broadcast live on beforeitsnews.com right now, Before It's News. Thank you to Michael Roach, a friend over there, and we thank you for your trust, my friends. With that said, folks, going to highlight some of the things that I see take place across the country on a daily basis. And folks, I just want to let you know, too, first and foremost, that this is the conscience of America. We're just speaking about the things that others know are true, but yet they say them not. That's what we do here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, is talk about the issues that really matter. And in most cases, we're going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, to establish what our grandpas and our grandmothers knew. And that is a freedom in which the present generation has very little understanding of. Now, with that said, what I want to do is I first want to highlight this. Look at what the grown-ups have done with this country. Just think about that. You know, the Bible tells us, and I'm speaking to 86% of the American people that call themselves Christians, that we're to grow up in Him who is the head of all principality and power and might and dominion. The Bible tells us that we are seated with Him in heavenly places. That's what the Bible tells us. And the Bible also tells us that we're to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I remember one time doing a high school assembly in Kabul, Missouri, highest teen pregnancy rate in the country. And this will explain my point to a T in parable. We were on the tour bus, and we were going from high school to high school, and we were going to the state of Missouri. And again, we're going to Kabul, Missouri. They had the highest teen pregnancy rate in the country. And I noticed that when we were going through the state of Missouri, I mean, folks, it was literally every 5 minutes you were seeing another billboard for adult movies or mature audiences only. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, maybe this is the problem, and I'm being a little facetious here, but with that said, maybe this is the problem that we're having in our country is that the grown-ups haven't quite grown up yet. Well, what do you mean, Bradley? Mature bookstore? Adult bookstore? What is the message that they're giving to the young people? Namely, Luke 7:35, where the Bible tells us that wisdom is justified by our children. What's the message to the young people? Well, before you can legally party, you have to be 18 years old. Before you can legally smoke, you have to be 18 years old. Before you can legally commit adultery, you have to be 18 years old. Before you can legally gamble, you have to be 18 years old. And the list goes on. These are all things that didn't take place in the United States of America at one point or another through prohibition, or gambling was illegal. If you wanted to gamble, you had to go over the southern border, and you had to do it there. But now, the government says you can do it. And here's a prime example, again, of what I'm talking about. So back to my point with the highest teen pregnancy rate in the country. You know, you look at the fact that these kids are only emulating the adults who are teaching them to do the things that they do. And it's interesting how when the parent does it, it's illegal and it's okay and you have to grow up before you can do this. But to the kid, they get punished for their crimes. I mean, that's pretty much a double meaning, isn't it? You know, it's like, do as I say, but don't do as I do. I mean, boy, oh boy, can I start down that road right there? But just think about this. The highest teen pregnancy rate in the state of Missouri, driving on the bus, going to the state, seeing porn shop after porn shop after porn shop after porn shop, and they wonder why their kids have the highest teen pregnancy rate in the country. Folks, are you kidding me? I mean, you know what this reminds me of? It kind of reminds me of Barbara DeAngelis. She was the one that wrote a book, How to Make Love and Marriage Work. Maybe you haven't heard this, but this is a fact. She wrote a book called How to Make Love and Marriage Work. See, the problem with Barbara DeAngelis is the fact that she was married 5 times. And see, the American people don't take the time to look back and pull that curtain back to see what these people are really about. Again, do as I say, but don't do as I do, right? I mean, it was almost like when Bill Clinton, you know, picked none other than Whoopi Goldberg to be the standard for the young people across the country, basically to stop teen pregnancy. I mean, folks, think about that. Whoopi Goldberg herself had how many, folks, how many abortions? And yet, for some reason or another, she's put up to be someone that needs to be emulated. Whoopi Goldberg was on Teen Pregnancy Prevention Board concerning Bill Clinton. I'm not making this up. I mean, then again, you can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when you look to Arkansas, because before, when we did high schools in Arkansas as well, it's interesting to note in the Ozarks, it's interesting to note you would see these signs before you go into the state. Welcome to Arkansas, the natural state, home of President Bill Clinton, and in compliance with Megan's Law, the above is a known sex offender. How come nobody takes time to see these things? And this is all true. Or what about Britney Spears and Christine Aguilera going on MTV, ripping off all their clothes, and then they have the audacity to go stand up in front of the world and thank Jesus Christ for their awards? Hey, friends, now do you understand what I'm talking about? Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ. Or it reminds me maybe of Madonna. She was asked by the parents globally to tone down her sexual innuendo. And she said, I plead the Fifth Amendment. You plead the Fifth Amendment. Okay, you plead the Fifth. You know, it's interesting, she was on Larry King Live, and she was asked the question, so what is it that your daughter watches on TV? You know what Madonna said, the hypocrite? She said, my daughter is not allowed to watch that garbage. I mean, this is craziness, is it not? Or maybe this one. How about R. Kelly, soul and hip-hop musician who writes song that promotes nothing but sexual promiscuity? He was hailed by USA Today. You know what he is hailed for? Being a part of a group of people that were singing songs. Keep in mind, he does nothing but promote sexual promiscuity. But he was hailed by USA Today for being a part of a song to raise funds for people that had AIDS. Again, folks, also keep in mind, R. Kelly was also busted in pedophilia in the very act on video. So, again, we can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if you'd like to jump over online, please do. Facebook, Bradley Dean. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. You can also jump over to our YouTube page, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean as well. And again, if you'd like to jump over to our Facebook pages and our outlets, our URLs are sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and again, that number is 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. He's the one that liberates men from sin. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Go to 2 Corinthians 3:17 when you get a moment. You know, I was running around a little bit today. We're talking about hypocrisy right now. And growing up, and it's interesting because when we look at the adults in this modern age, they haven't grown up. They've actually declined. They've retarded themselves because of a lack of knowledge. In case in points, and I'll get back to my point that I was talking about earlier concerning the highest teen pregnancy rate in Kabul, Missouri. How could it be otherwise when that's what they're taught all day long? That's all you have to do is drive on the highways there to find out what I'm talking about. But, you know, I was listening to, again, the best that the conservatives have today. And, folks, it's literally like what was laughed at back in the 80s, like National Inquiring Minds Need to Know. It's gossip. That's all it is. It's nothing more than gossip. So I turned on the best that the conservatives have, namely Fox News, just for a moment, just to see what the topics were that they were hitting. And, of course, it was nothing short of opinion and gossip. Really, that's what it was. And I noticed that when I turned it on, I can stomach it for about 5 minutes, and that's about it. And with that said, I noticed that their old slogan used to be fair and balanced, right? Fair and balanced. And I thought, okay, fair and balanced. Well, they changed their slogan, for those that did not know, to meet the times. And guess what they're going to? What I've always said it was. Because they're not making reference to the law. They're not pointing the finger at the responsible party to bring about that resolve. No, they're just gossiping. They're just like that little dog chasing its tail. Circular reasoning never gets to its tail. No, they don't want resolve because they're a part of the problem in this country. You know what their new slogan is? And rightfully so. Opinion done right. Hey, at least they're telling you the truth now. Opinion done right. You know what? The fact of the matter is I don't care what your opinion is. You're highlighting the problems like we're speaking of a different country. You're highlighting the problems of our country like there's going to be no reciprocity. There's going to be no recourse or, you know, biblically speaking, you reap what you sow, as if to suggest we're not going to reap what we've sown. Or we're not going to reap the whirlwind when we sow to the wind and do nothing about the issues at hand. But how fitting is that? And it fits perfectly into my conversation. We're called to grow up in Christ. We're called to grow in grace. But yet, you're taught that when you grow up, you can do things that God's law doesn't permit. Whereas before, when you were younger, you definitely couldn't do those things. But when you're older, now you've been given a license because the government sanctioned it. Right, and you are the government, but they now have sanctioned a green light where there used to be red lights. Well, how's that working out for you? Well, I started off this conversation talking about what? The highest teen pregnancy rate in the state of Missouri throughout the country. And how could it be otherwise when you're driving down the highway? As a matter of fact, when we were driving down the highway to complete that point and to finish my thought there, I remember saying to the bus driver, I said, look at the messages to the young people here. I mean, you have to grow up before you can be a full-fledged pervert in this state. And folks, that's a fact. That is a total fact. This comes to my aid right now, line upon line, precept upon precept. Did you know that a high school in Canton, Ohio, has succeeded in setting a new record where 65 of the girls attending were pregnant at one time? And according to Canton Health Department, out of 586 babies born through July at local hospitals, 104 of the babies had mothers between the ages of 11 and 19 years old. I mean, call me crazy, folks, but I didn't even know a baby could be developed inside of a womb of a young girl at the age of 11 years old. And I'm talking about, this is from the past when I was doing high school assemblies. When I began to gather this information to share it with young people across the country, I was shocked at that information. But, well, now we know. 104 of the babies had mothers between the ages of 11 and 19 years old. How could it be otherwise? Who's training these children up in the ways that they should go so when they are old and when they are old, they will not depart from it? I mean, look what you have in government today. You have a bunch of burnt hippies that are still high on PCP, just as lawless as they spew out love in a false definition, living out a false grace that's been taught by them and taught to them, I'm sorry, by a bunch of burnt hippies from the pulpits. I mean, we've all heard this said before, and it's attributed to none other than Abraham Lincoln, but the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation is going to be the philosophy taught in the next, in government. And here we have it. But boy, oh boy, are things just getting crazy, aren't they? As a matter of fact, that high school in Canton, Ohio, that had 65 of the girls attending at one time that were pregnant. And again, they found that 104 of the babies had mothers between the ages of 11, 19, and 19 years old. The radio show host, they picked up the show there and the topic. And they ran with it. They said, outrageous. This is outrageous, they shouted on the radio. Failure, failure, really? On whose part? The kids or the adults that taught them to do the things that they're doing? I mean, think about it. It wasn't a failure, it was a success. And they all succeeded at one thing. They succeeded at what they were being taught through Hollywood, through television, through political scandals, committing adulteries, through infidelity. I mean, folks, the list goes on. Teachers messing with students. Soap operas during the television day. I mean, boy, let's stop there. I mean, just think about this, friends. Soap operas, what are they teaching the mothers that are staying at home raising up their children if they're foolish enough to turn that boob tube on, as they call it? How to cheat on their husbands. How to murder. How to lie. And then you look at all the sponsors, these big corporate companies that are paying for these shows to air to demoralize and break up the family. Because that's what it's aimed at, by the way. I mean, this is what the grown-ups have done with this country, friends. It really is what the grown-ups have done with this country. You know, when I think of, what comes to my aid right now is Isaiah 58, and also Isaiah 58 and 61. Matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll just take it to Isaiah 61, and I want you to hear, because it's in several places in Scripture. But those that are born of the Spirit of God, it's interesting how they are the ones that build up the old wastes. Matter of fact, it tells us in Isaiah 61, verse 4, and they shall build the old wastes. They're not standing around saying we can't do anything about this. When you're born of the Spirit, you're born of God. And by the way, John 3:3, that is the definition of being born again. And when you grow up, guess who you grow up into the image of? The one that you emulate. And as long as your eye is fixed on Him and it is single and it is light, guess who you're going to become, friends? You're going to grow up into Him. Who is, again, the head of all principality and power. And you're going to do the right thing by what? By building the old waste places. The Bible tells us they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Is that what we're seeing today? No. We're seeing the church in America doing just the exact opposite of what they're commanded by God to do. They're just going along to get along, aren't they? No, they're taking from the spirit of the world, and guess what they're doing? They're saying we're just going to jump in the same stream and go downstream with them and begin to advocate the same things that the Spirit does. Because after all, we don't want to offend the world. We don't want to actually obey Christ and give His message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Well, guess what? If the pulpits would have been doing their jobs, friends, and the church would have stood when it had time to do so, we wouldn't be talking about this right now. But my point is this. Look at the grown-ups have done with this world. I'm going to take it in a part two, same topic, right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia meeting with the king today. Now this as police searching the Saudi consulate in Istanbul believe they found evidence that the Washington Post journalist was killed there. Republican Senator Joe Wilson of South Carolina on Pompeo and this meeting.
I have absolute faith in Mike Pompeo. He knows what he's doing, and this can lead to sanctions, the freeze of assets, the barring of travel, and it can be specific to individuals, but it can also be companies and entire countries.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Tuesday on Capitol Hill, Glenn Simpson, the co-founder of Fusion GPS, which is that research firm that was behind the unverified Democrat-funded anti-President Trump dossier, invoked his Fifth Amendment before a House Judiciary Committee. Simpson did not answer questions as well as he arrived to the committee room. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
+1 866-582-9933. You know, I remember my mom used to smoke cigarettes, and boy, oh boy, did she smoked herself to death, literally. Matter of fact, I was there when she was on the bed where the doctor looked at her and said, "There's nothing we can do for you any longer. Your disease has come to an end." And I remember looking at her, and she had these tears running down the side of her face because she knew it was game over. And even when she was on oxygen, she would still smoke, which is craziness. And it's like, how do you show mercy or pity for someone that does stuff like that? It's craziness. You're suffering, yet you continuously inundate yourself with that which is causing the suffering. I mean, if God wanted you to smoke, mommy, to put a chimney on the top of your head, but he didn't do that. But this was my point. With my mom, I remember she would smoke her cigarettes. I mean, she would literally have, before her first cigarette was completely done with, she would have another one lit. And she would also roll the windows all the way up. It was like she wanted to get her money's worth, right? Well, she did. And I remember she used to turn and look at me and my brother when we were little kids, and she would say, "You never want to smoke these rotten things." Well, it's like, Mom, don't teach me what you don't want me to learn, right? Don't teach me what you don't want me to learn. Now, let's take it to those of a more, well, of a more grown-up nature. Okay, to the more mature audiences. Let's speak now to the adults. That's what I want to do here. Because I'm talking about, look at what the grown-ups have done with this country. I mean, think about this. This is Ian Williams Goddard. A society whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts. who refuse to believe that their government and their media will routinely lie to them and fabricate a reality contrary to verifiable facts. Is a society that chooses and deserves the police state dictatorship it's going to get. Oh, Bradley, you just put it into fourth gear. Yep, I did. Yep, because this is where we're at today. I shared with you yesterday, friends, how we have a friend who has 20 million followers on his Facebook account. Just shut down. No reason, no explanation, just pulled it. Brian Colfage, triple amputee, had a website. He had 3.5 million friends, spent over $300,000 in working with Google, or I'm sorry, not Google, but Facebook, in buying ads. They pulled down his page without any explanation whatsoever. And I want to tell you something, folks, you're going to see a backlash now. Because, as I like to say, is let their cruelties swell our ranks. That's what they're doing. They're probing the people. They're gauging the people to see how far they can go with the people. And if they can take away your freedom of speech, friends, you're done for. They're going for your First Amendment. They're going for your Second Amendment. They're going for your Fourth Amendment. Listen, let's just cut it short right there. If they take away your Second, you don't have any other amendments concerning the Bill of Rights left to stand behind because you have nothing now to enforce them with. But just think about where we're at today, because this is exactly where we're at today. A society whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts, who refuse to believe that their government and their media will routinely lie to them and fabricate a reality contrary to verifiable facts, is a society that chooses and deserves the police state dictatorship it's going to get. I mean, folks, you've heard this before. Speaking of, look what the grown-ups have done with our world. Ever since I can remember, I've always heard people referencing the analogy of the frog in the pot. It's old. It's wore out. It's a broken record. You know the one where the frog that boils little by little, incrementally, without anyone's notice until the point that it boils the frog to death? Well, it never ceases to amaze me that, according to the American people, for some reason or another, that water never seems to boil a frog to death. They always have more time. I don't know how that works. But for those that believe that we still have more time, are you paying attention or do you have both your fingers on both your eyeballs? I mean, because we're there. Now, the sad part is that Americans have no one to blame but, again, themselves. America, let me just say this. We are doing this to ourselves. It's our government. We are the government. It's what we tolerate concerning the crimes of politicians, concerning the CIA-controlled, which is an agency of the United States, the FBI, an agency of the United States. These agencies have been there to what now? Be used to turn on those that dare expose them for who they are. We're doing it to ourselves every step of the way. Read Numbers 32:23 when you get a moment. Either Americans are going to bring forth judgment to establish righteousness concerning corruption, or God's judgments will fall upon our land. There is no in-betweenites to America's destruction. And this, again, is the message that America is either going to accept or it's going to reject. Acts 20, verse 21. It's up to you. Accept, and mercy will ensue. Deuteronomy 4, 5 through 6. Reject, and judgment will fall. Deuteronomy 28. So, let me say it this way. Back to the frog. The frog is not only boiled, but he's been boiled to death 1,000 times over. And what it comes back to is the responsibility of the American people to turn the heat up on those who should be in the pot of boiling water, namely the corrupt. And this is, again, where the American people are failing. Read Amos 5:24. It said, and it says, to establish judgment within the gate. And it's now at the point where the American people are legitimizing, or at least allowing, the media to set the narrative every step of the way. You are, regardless of if you want to acknowledge it or not, as fact. Because they're doing it again today. They're leading the narrative. Because they're the ones creating the narrative. Again, the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. This is what's happening on so many fronts in this country. So many of these problems, so many of these emergencies that need to be dealt with right away by the government. Folks, I get ads all day long saying, Bradley, hurry up. We need to support this. This is what's happening. We're in trouble. This, that, and the other. Folks, that's the arguments of tyrants, for those that did not know. But what I want you to pay attention to is the fact that they are the ones that are trying to act as the problem solvers, when in fact they're the ones that created the problems in the first place. And what they want to do is they want to send you some sort of fleece in hopes that you'll be scared enough to give them their money so we can rid ourselves of that problem. And then tomorrow it's going to be a new one. And then next week it's going to be another one. And then next month it's going to be another emergency. And then next year, folks, it's the media and politicians doing this on a daily basis. And by the way, it was James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, the father of our Constitution, that said, no nation can endure continual warfare. And this is how they're changing your system of government. By you allowing them to continue on in creating the warfare that's destroying your country. I mean, again, American people are now legitimizing, allowing the media to set the narrative. I mean, we have a full-fledged communist just a year and a half ago, Bernie Sanders, who is garnering support for America's ignorant and dumbed-down posterity. Because keep in mind, friends, it was the college-age student that was standing behind this communist, this Judas. I mean, or what of this? World-renowned, repeat criminal Hillary Clinton. I mean, folks, these were actual candidates for the presidency of the United States of America, all appointed, all put in place by the powers that be that you allow to be. And I also have to add this. Keep in mind that their support is contrived out of thin air. It does not exist. Talking about what the adults have done with our country. And just think about this. This is what the people of this country have accepted concerning the left side of the deceptive paradigm. Now, we haven't even talked about the right. I'm humored. I get emails. I must be on somebody's list because I get them from Paul Ryan, who is a Judas. The man belongs in jail. I get them from drug trafficker Mitch McConnell out of Kentucky begging for money. And these are the guys, and folks, the list goes on, and these are the guys that are put up in front of the American people as the good guys. Or should we talk about the Bushes? Should we talk about the Clintons? Folks, what you call is the good guys are of the baser sort. Read 1 Kings 13:33. They're all players for the same team. And by the way, both sides, left and right, they're all players in the circus of politics. Okay? They all have the same boss. Read John 8:44 and John 10:10 when you get a moment. In that order, by the way. Look what the adults have done with our country. Folks, this is all taking place over the course of decades because the standard has become lower and lower through an incremental demoralization and dumbing down of the American people. I mean, folks, if you'll accept a Barack Hussein Obama. I remember one day we were sitting upstairs, we were watching documentaries. I love documentaries. I love history. And we were watching them on dictators of the past, and one of them just happened to be Mussolini. And I looked at him and I said, look at the arrogancy and pride in this man. Craziness. I mean, how stupid could those people be in Italy? And then I was quickened to think about how stupid could the people in America be to allow a guy like none other than criminal Barack Hussein Obama to hold office for 8 years.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about, look at the grown-ups have done with this world. We have nobody to blame but ourselves. I just said during the last segment that this has all taken place over the course of decades because the standard has become lower and lower through an incremental demoralization and dumbing down of the American people. Bradley, that's just not true. That's just not, man. We're smarter academically, man. You got to know what you're talking about. Well, first of all, I've done 360 public high schools. I'm sorry, 98 public high schools. I've done colleges all over the country. I deal with young people all day long. I've dealt with their professors. I do radio. I'm in the fight 24/7. And you want to tell me I don't know what I'm talking about? Okay, I just wanted to share with you, friends. Here, let me say it this way. This is really nice, okay? This will explain everything. How dumbed down have the American people become? Well, look what they accept. Here, I'll say a couple names. Cory Booker. Keith Ellison. Matter of fact, Keith Ellison, now we just found out recently, he's running for the top cop in the state of Minnesota. He's the number two recipient of terror tide funding in the United States of America. And Americans act like this has nothing to do with what's going on. And don't forget about the 35 jihadi camps that the CIA-controlled media is distracting you from 24/7. Okay? Just wanted to let you know about that one. Here's another one. Nancy Pelosi. Here's another one. How many scandals have these politicians been involved in? Hillary Clinton. Huh. Well, she's smarter than the rest of them. Yeah, for a minute. Maxine Waters. Here's a better one for you. State of Minnesota, Mark Dayton, voted the worst senator in American history. He won the gubernatorial candidacy. He's the governor of the state of Minnesota. Can we say voter fraud? And everybody wants to revert back to, well, that's just not the case. Minnesota's so liberal. Really? I don't get it. I don't get it. I've been here my whole life. We're so liberal that I can't find a lot of these liberals. And it's like, I'm not denying that there's not a bunch of lawless people. But again, friends, when we talk about those liberals, we're talking about the left. And when you're talking about the left that you've been accepted, that you've been dummied down to accept, then you know who they are. They're criminals. We're ruled by law, not by opinions. And by the way, that's Fox News' new slogan. You know, having that real opinion now. It went from journalism to now opinion. That's, well, they told you the truth. Here's another one for you. That lunatic in California, Jerry Brown. Folks, do you want me to keep going on? Well, Bradley, yeah, many of these people that you just called out are dumb as rocks. I know, but they're a reflection of what you allow. The said names that I just brought forth, friends, are those that people are continuously talking about as being a problem in our American government, but yet they're there because you allow them to be there. Okay? And if you allow them to be there, you're allowing them. You can make fun of them all day long. You can call them all the names in the world. They don't care because the joke's on you. And by the way, I'm not being smart right now. I'm being sincere about what I'm telling you. This is how accepting America has become. I mean, we now have an administration who doesn't talk presidential in any sense of the word. He doesn't know the Constitution. And by the way, when you go back, friends, many of them are sworn to a bar, not to the Constitution, which is under God, but they did put their hands on that Bible and swear to God and man that they're going to uphold the Constitution. But now you've accepted an administration that says one thing and does the exact opposite in the present. Here, let me go on here. Talking about, look at the grown-ups have done with this country. I mean, you live in a country where doctors either destroy health or the doctors that promote health are killed. This is a fact. I'll say that again. You now live in a nation where doctors either destroy health or the doctors that promote health are killed. This is a fact. Look at the holistic doctors that have been killed over the last 5 and 10 years. But America, you already knew that. And what have you done about it? You live in a country where lawyers now destroy justice? This is craziness. Luke 11:52, read it when you get a moment. But again, America, you already knew that. I mean, universities destroy knowledge by accepting burnt communist hippies that are still tripping on PCP to indoctrinate their own kids. And taking it a step further, to indebt your kids to communistic ideologies? Whoa! Whoa! And America still hasn't got ears to hear and eyes to see? But again, America, you already knew that. I mean, you have a government that is aimed at destroying your freedom and anybody that fights for it. That's a fact. But again, you already knew that, America. Oh, Bradley, you're just so condemning. Wait, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us all free from the law of sin and death. Also read John 3, folks, 18 to 24. Read it when you get a moment. You're in a society today, I was listening today, where these dioceses, these Catholic priests in a particular state were busted and their numbers were played down to not offend the people as much as the truth would have. But if there's one priest that's violating little boys or little girls, that's one too many. But what they did is they did a play on words, and they basically lowered the number to basically attempt to lower the offense that people may have when they find out that they're actually making a prey out of children in Catholic churches. And by the way, it's not just the Catholic churches. It's the Lutheran churches as well. You know, this is coming to me right now, and I'm just going to say it. I know that there's a lot of bad guys out there that think my message coincides with their message. And I want to tell you something. I am the bobber on the water. And that when that bobber goes all the way down, that means you sink with it. I just wanted to make sure that you understood, because I know there's somebody listening to me right now that you needed to hear that. You're not playing games with anybody but yourself and your own soul, brother, sister. Religion destroys morals, as I just highlighted. I mean, the greatest advocate to the homosexuals and abortion lobby is the professed church in America. But America, you already knew that. Our banks destroy the economy. This is what the adults have done with our country. Our banks destroy the economy. And you know the one thing that is left off in making reference to bring about the resolve is always constitutional law. Stay away from that law that exposes them. Because the minute you bring the law in to the courts, they're going to do everything in their power, first of all, to make sure those people don't get to the court to enforce the law, which we're seeing today. But the fact of the matter is, the one thing that criminals hate more than anything is the law that we have in place that keeps us free. Look at the grown-ups have done with our country. American government has become a system of dangerous, incompetent, corrupt, vile, oppressive, and ungodly, compromised special interest operatives and minions. You know that. And again, this is because the people in this country is just as corrupt as those that they allow to remain in office, who go so far as to even rig the voter polling machines to win elections that could not otherwise be won. We played the audio. I get to see the video of the guy coming forward and saying, listen, we're paid to do this. We talked about that earlier. But again, the American people already knew that. And they're going to play stupid the next cycle when the bad guy gets in there, because you've been led to believe by the media that you don't believe in. They told you that, look who's in the lead. Or what they'll do is they'll put them at 49% and 51%, when in fact, like that of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton never had their support, which I've proven over and over and over again. Or just ask the 14 people that showed up when she started her presidential campaign, when she had to make jokes out of it. And of course, people in the media and those that control the useful idiots in media didn't want you to know she didn't have the support. But as long as they say so, it must be true. Folks, as a matter of fact, these people are so corrupt that if things were taking place in a foreign country, the American people, let me say this real clear. If the president got on TV today and told you of the offenses of a foreign government that politicians in America are guilty of, and he called for a strike on that nation, you know what you'd do, America? You would justify his strike. How can you justify that? You can't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.